Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Moose and Breezy, your weekend starts now.
Fall vibes this morning, 51 for the high. My name is Moose, that is Breezy.
What's up, man?
Good morning!
585-252-9800 to text or call. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Marissa from Chi Lai, who shared with us that one of her neighbors within her neighborhood went door-to-door asking each person if they cannot hand out Halloween candy with nuts because of her son's peanut allergy. Well, as you can imagine, people had a lot to say about this. If you missed the call from yesterday, here is a clip of Marissa on the show with us.
She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy. I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
Now, personally, I think she went about this the wrong way. Mm-hmm. The neighbor, not Marissa. Okay. Those were my feelings. Then last night, we find out that the neighbor's name is Judy. She reaches out on Facebook, agreed to come on with us because she said she absolutely wants to share her side of the story. And of course, I was like, well, by all means.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Come through.
I want to give her an opportunity to, you know,
speak her mind and
yeah,
speak
she deserves
her piece.
That. Let's get over to Judy. Hi, Judy.
Yes, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy. First off, thank you for calling in to share your side because I know not everyone would have done that. You wanted to call in and, you know, share your side of the story after your neighbor, Marissa, called in yesterday on the show, correct?
Yeah, it was brought to my attention that some things were said about me on your show, and I want to set the record straight.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
The stage is yours.
Okay. Well, also, it is never fun when you're at work and you get a bunch of messages from people that tell me I'm being talked about. But I actually didn't hear exactly what was said because I'm sorry, but I don't listen to you guys. So
it's okay.
But
why do they always have to mention that?
You're missing out, but that's okay, Judy. All Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm missing out on everything being said about me, at least. So yes, I did ask neighbors to avoid handing out candy with peanuts this year.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a very severe peanut allergy. And we're talking anaphylaxis, like one exposure could land him in the hospital, or it could even be worse than that. So,
yeah, we understand that. Like, I guess the question is, we just wanted to ask, instead of going door to door, wouldn't it have been a little bit easier as the parent to just, after your son gets done trick or treating, maybe go through each piece of candy yourself to see what he can and can't eat?
Oh, I mean, I'm still going to have to do that. This is just about, like, trying to simplify the process.
Oh, you're trying to make your life easier.
But did you supply what you wanted your son to receive to your other neighbors? Some of them, like Marissa, your neighbor, already bought the candy for Halloween next Friday.
Yeah, she bought it last year on sale, obviously.
You know, I'm just trying to understand here.
Look, I mean, just maybe put yourself in my shoes for a second, okay?
Okay.
I did give people a list of things that definitely don't have any peanuts.
Okay.
I didn't say, like, you have to give this out. That seems like going too far, but I...
It was implied.
And I get that, like, maybe I seem like I'm being over the top, but for me, it's not about convenience, and it's not about me being difficult, of course. It's about keeping my kids safe. Like,
sure,
he just wants to trick or treat around the neighborhood like all of his friends are going to trick or treat around the neighborhood. And Halloween is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be life or death, right?
Okay.
I mean,
Judy, I don't think anyone,
my kids safe.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I don't think anyone is questioning whether or not you're a good mom, because you are. But don't you think by you doing this, it's teaching your son that the world is always going to bend around his needs, when we all know that's not how it works?
And it ultimately could be setting him up for failure in the long run.
Okay, I mean, my son is 7. He's 7 years old. I think it's okay to be a little bit of a helicopter parent while he's 7. Yes, eventually he's going to have to take this on himself, and he's going to have to look after himself, mm-hmm. which is its own level of terror for me. But
right.
I'm his mom. It's my job to take care of him. Like, maybe it's not the worst thing for people to be aware of that this is a thing, because my kid's not the only kid who has this, right?
No, I get that. I mean, how did you feel about Marissa calling into the show yesterday to tell everybody what was going on within the neighborhood and what you were doing?
As far as Marissa goes, I would say that's between me and her. But listen, I mean, if my kid dies, it's like blood on her hands.
Well, yeah.
And I will not, like, and we both know that, so... I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
If you don't mind me asking, Judy, can you think of maybe another time in your life, though, where you went out of your way to just inconvenience everyone around you to protect
you
your son
what?
From their nut allergy?
I'm going to stop you right there, because, look, thank you for giving me a moment to try to explain my point of view, but this is exactly why I don't listen to your show.
No, Judy, I'm not trying. It's not a personal attack.
Really,
I'm
tough.
Just a legitimate question. I just want to know.
She's gone.
Yeah,
she lost.
We lost one.
Yeah.
Dead in the water.
Potential listener down the drain.
What are you going to do?
We never had her anyways.
So how many of you are excited to be handing out candy and Chai Light next Friday night? Let's go over to Amanda.
She's
on the
like,
line.
It's airborne. Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, guys. So is her name Karen or Judy? Because I'm sorry. She's giving Karen vibes. She legit said it's her job as a parent to protect her kid. Exactly. Keyword, your job. Not everybody else's. Like, I understand peanut allergies are very severe. I work at a daycare. I have many kids in my center who have nut allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to literally expect the whole entire street, like Marissa, for example, who already bought her candy, what do you expect her to return it? Or you expect her to just buy Skittles for your one child on the street that might have a peanut allergy? I mean, it's just insane. And like you said, she should be going through all the candy. I mean, you want to make your life simpler, so let's make everyone else buy extra candy for your son. I mean, it's just not making sense.
No, math isn't mathing. It's really not.
No.
So I just feel like...
I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
rude.
That.
And she didn't... She probably wouldn't have listened to your show anyway, so who is she kidding? And she's missing out, like you guys said.
Oh, thank you so much.
Aren't you guessing
us? You really know how to make a girl feel special this morning.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem, guys. I just wanted to give my opinion because it's just ridiculous.
As
and
you
has
should.
All right.
As you should. Have a great weekend, Queen.
Jenna says, I get we all want to protect our kids, but going door to door with demands is wild. Next year, is Judy going to tell everyone to dress in hyperallergenic costumes? Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, this is Lee.
What's going on?
I'm just calling in response to that woman that called in about the candy.
Let it rip, Queen.
Judy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, please. My granddaughter is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi, Queen.
Hey. Good morning.
She has had a peanut allergy since she was small. She knows enough. Now, this child is 9, she said?
7 years old.
Okay, even 7. She knows enough to ask if there is any peanuts in there. Because she has a peanut allergy.
Mm-hmm.
But even if she doesn't, my daughter will go through all her candy.
Yeah.
It's a mother's job. It's not the mother's job to go to each neighbor and then say, if my child dies, blood's on their hand. Are you kidding me right now.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's insane. It's insane.
And listen, I can hear how fired up you are right now, Lee, like a lot of listeners, because what she did was, in a sense, she was contradicting herself because she's like, it's my job as a mother to protect my child. But like Amanda said, when she called in, she's basically saying, yeah, it's my job, but also it's the entire neighborhood's job.
Yeah.
No, it is the parents' job. You bring the kid, like Breezy said the other day, you go through their candy when they come home. You don't just let them dive right into it and eat it. It's your job to go through it.
Right.
Yeah, there could be a blade
with
in
the
there.
The needles and the blades and this. That was my biggest fear growing up.
The Gillette
up.
Razors.
I was like, am I going to bite down on a sewing needle? You know, we don't know.
And I always ask my mommy, I'm like, what can I have? What has peanuts? What contains that?
Yeah.
I mean, this
we
woman
love a self-aware
is,
queen. You know what I mean?
She's crazy. She really needs to get her priorities straight as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I appreciate you calling in to tell us that, Lee.
You tell her, Lee. You tell her.
Have the best weekend,
my
okay?
God. You too. Thank you.
Okay,
bye,
Lee.
Bye, girls.
All right. Bye.
No, I love them.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Time.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PSY Mornings. On the number one hit.
1.99% APR for 72 months. MS.
It's your birthday.
Go Maxi.
Go Maxi. It's your birthday. Go Maxi.
What is going on? It's my brother's birthday.
Oh, Maxi Pad in the house.
Woo!
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You know this, I asked Breezy this morning, it's your brother's birthday. What is, I mean, besides movies, what is Max's interest? And also, what do you get your sibling for their birthday? Does anybody go out of their way to do that?
No, it's like it's such a weird question because I feel like siblings and best friends are interchangeable, right? Like you have such a close relationship with them. Well, most people. And I feel like when it comes to getting gifts for a sibling or a best friend is so hit or miss. Like some years I wouldn't miss it for the world. Other years I'm like, it just kind of,
you know,
it slipped my mind.
Sometimes it's almost as difficult as buying a parent a gift. I mean, how many shake weights can I get my mom?
I just feel like when it comes to me and my brother buying me gifts, I'm under the notion of like my dad's stance, which is save your money. Like it's not that deep. Because sometimes I look at it as like we're just exchanging the same $50 back and forth to each other. And I know that like some people like to get gifts and other people like maybe don't have the opportunity to get as many gifts. So I understand it from that point of view.
Yeah, sure.
But like today's my brother's birthday. We're going out to dinner and we're going to a movie, which...
Just the two of you guys?
Me, Patrice, my mom, and him.
Oh, the whole kit and caboodle.
Couldn't be my dad celebrating. He's in Florida.
Golfing. I love him.
Gets back from Europe, goes to Florida. I'm like, okay. What is it like to live my dream? You know what I mean? But
last year, I mean, usually I miss my brother's birthdays. Last year, I went out of my way. I bought my brother a Ridge wallet, which is like a titanium wallet. I put the Chiefs logo on it, Kansas City Chiefs. That was really painful. But those aren't cheap. Those are like $80. And I was like, all right, you know, I always see something that I would want for myself and I just get it for someone else.
Right.
It's not easy shopping for siblings. It's definitely not easy shopping for parents. Because if your father is anything like mine, zero interest.
Right.
Dad, what do you want for Christmas? Save your money. And then his birthday. What do you want for your birthday? What do you get the man who already has everything?
Right.
I was like, all right, nothing. Then, so you get him nothing, and then they're pissed.
And then they're pissed.
Oh, yeah, it's when it comes to your mother, she gets everything, right? But I don't.
I'm like, yeah, I asked you five times for a list, and you blew me off. So the thing about my brother is, like, he's just going to ask for movies, like DVDs. And I'm like, do people still watch DVDs? And I don't even think it's like I'm popping a DVD in and watching it. I think it's a collection type
yeah,
of
maybe.
Situation.
I know most people today seek out DVDs to use them for disc golf.
I'm dead.
But, you know, you guys are all going to go as a family to dinner and a movie. But isn't that what he wants to do every year?
No, that's what he does every day. So, like, at what point is, like, not special, you know?
It's his day, though. It's his special day.
For sure. Totally. So we're going to go see Regretting You, which is the Colleen Hoover book adaptation into a film, which, I mean, if you've been following along with any of the Colleen Hoover stuff, it's not great. I mean, Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni or whatever his name is are still in a lawsuit. So
sure.
I don't think there will be a sequel to that movie.
No, I'm afraid not.
Because they can't even be within 10 feet of each other. So we'll go to that. And I did get my brother. I reached out to someone here at the radio station and I got him four tickets to the Haunted Hayrides tomorrow for his birthday.
Oh, does he know about this?
It's the closing weekend. Yeah, I texted him. And I mean, like, although I got those for free, do I still have to get him something else? Because ultimately, those tickets are expensive. If I were to buy them myself, it would have been like $150.
Yeah, no, of course they are.
You know what I mean?
It's the last weekend, guys. Tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday, obviously. Jacqueline just texted in. Must be nice. Must be nice to have a relationship with your sibling.
Oh.
Ask my sister why we haven't spoken in 4 years. Okay, we're going to move on.
Oh, my God. The must be nice people kill me. They crack me up.
It is nice. I have a wonderful relationship with my brothers, Jacqueline. My younger brother, I got to step up my game. I don't know. I just feel so overwhelmed during Christmas. So just so everybody, it's not a headache for them. Everyone's like, we're going to do a gift exchange, white elephant.
Right.
What's the minimum? $10. What are you getting for 10? Now everybody's just passing around a $10 Visa gift card.
Yeah,
it's lazy.
It is.
Don't get me started. I'm pissed.
You're like, white elephant canceled this year. They're like, you had no say in it whatsoever. You had no say.
Hey, Max, happy birthday, buddy. Enjoy your special night, which is really just a regular Tuesday for you. You know what I mean?
This is it. Your last scream of the season.
98. Ariana Grande switching positions for you on a Friday morning. That's crazy. It's Peach Fine Mornings with Moose and Breezy. All right, guys, here's the question. Obviously, Halloween is next Friday.
Correct.
And people are going to be celebrating. You can't celebrate next Saturday because it's November 1st.
Right.
It's done. It's over with.
So
move on.
Halloween weekend this weekend? So Halloween weekend starts tonight?
Yeah.
I'm asking for my own knowledge. And I'm thinking more along the lines of like college kids too. College, Halloween and spooky season in college is like the Super Bowl. Like it is the main event. It is the main attraction. When I was in college, I had four different costumes for each night. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Sometimes we even went out on Sunday and different outfit every night. But I fear since Halloween falls on a Friday of next week and you are going to celebrate that weekend too, I think that there's a rite of passage that you can't celebrate Halloween after Halloween's over.
No, I don't think you should.
You just can't do it.
I don't know. It's a stressful time of the year for me because I'm constantly, I'm never prepared. And
you're
everybody's
never
like,
never prepared, which is very out of character for you.
Yeah, but it's just, it sucks because there used to be so many Halloween parties to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like, especially my friends, not everybody is really They don't do much. And
well,
it's
then they have kids, right? So they're right. going trick-or-treating and like doing Halloween with their kids.
Right. And I want a party. But it's the same.
He's
you know,
like, I want to do a keg stand.
Everyone's like, so you going to Tony D's? I'm like, I don't know. I don't have a costume. You know what I mean? And here I am, October 30th, walking around Spirit.
It's really embarrassing.
It really is.
It's quite embarrassing.
And I'm like, I don't know. What's this thing? All right, I'll take it.
It's just you on a broom. It's like, okay.
$75 later. Yeah. And I want to celebrate next Friday night. I really do.
Yeah, but it's one and done. So it's either you celebrate now, which you have even less time to get a costume because it's literally tomorrow, or next Friday night. Those are your two options.
This is the last weekend, too, for Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester and Williamson. So I feel like it is Halloween weekend. You know what I'm saying? They're right. not doing it on Halloween.
Correct.
You're going to jump on that wagon and get the caboodle scared out of you? Whatever that means.
This is the week. You got to do that. I'm just saying words. This is the weekend to do it. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. And I want to make sure that we have a PSA going out for everybody listening to this station. If you thought it was next weekend, it's not. It's this weekend.
Halloween is this weekend. Halloween's next Friday night, but you're not celebrating on Saturday.
No, you're not.
You're celebrating tonight, tomorrow, maybe Sunday. If any of you guys want to invite me out, I'm not trying to sound desperate, but
oh,
I'm looking
really
for.
You sound really desperate.
I'm looking for a couple treat things to do.
I feel sad for you. You know what? If you don't have plans on Halloween, you can come over to our new home and help us move and paint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're moving into your new house next week. And here's the thing. If you don't decorate, now you're all of a sudden setting a really bad first impression for all the neighbors who are probably into Halloween. Like, who are these guys? So you have to decorate the house.
Oh my, there's one
And
day.
You have to hand out candy.
Oh my.
You have to.
There's literally a U-Haul. I'm like, come to the back of the U-Haul, kids, and grab the candy. The parents are like, oh my God.
Yeah, come on into the back of my truck. The good candy's way in the back.
The van door is sliding open. I'm like, come on, kiddos. It's really bad.
Come on into my Hannah Montana shuttle bus.
She's in here, you know.
Well.
Oh, goodness.
Have fun, guys. Be safe this weekend celebrating Halloween.
And don't miss out. Don't be a fool. Don't wait till next weekend and you're walking around with your costume on a Saturday, November 1st. Everyone's like, ew, freak.
Yeah. And if any creepy uncles out there ask you to dig deep in their pockets for the good candy, you say no.
Is that what you're doing?
We should really get out of here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.